This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010. And if you want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We'll be talking to Dr. Stacy Dicker at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Dicker is a psychotherapist, and we're going to talk about relationships and psychology. Her book is Psychastrology, Applying the Wisdom of the Cosmos to Gain Balance and Improve Your Relationships. It's about the connection between psychology and astrology. I've been personally studying astrology for many years. It's the real deal. It's hardcore science, even though it does have kind of a woo-woo sort of reputation. Dr. Dicker is a PhD therapist, and she practices the art of astrology as it has to do with psychology. We'll talk to Dr. Dicker at the bottom of the hour and get your phone calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself, start a home-based business, be your own boss, and help change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of our individual good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live person, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and start yourself a home-based longevity nutritional business. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls next segment. Dr. Stacy Dicker will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about her book, Psychastrology. So last we spoke, we've been talking about antibiotics in meat and in chicken and in pork and especially in fish. Fish should be a super healthy food, as we've said. Unfortunately, fish are not a super healthy food for a lot of reasons. The ocean is toxic and our environment is toxic, and antibiotics are given to fish. And also food, the kind of food fish are fed. Ordinarily, fish eat bugs and plants, which contain phytonutrients, carotenes particularly, as well as protein. These make fish flesh really good sources of amino acids and plant nutrients, as well as those all-important omega-3 fats. You're not going to find essential fatty acids in fish, but you will find DHA and EPA, which are not essential, but that doesn't mean they're not important. Essential refers to must-haves. Air is essential. You can't live without air. Vitamin C is essential. You can't live without vitamin C. There's two fatty acids, alpha-linolenic acid and alpha-linolenic
alpha-linoleic acid. They're said to be essential. You can't live without them. Alpha-linoleic acid is an omega-6 type of fatty acid. It's found in grains. For the most part, it's found pretty much all over, actually. But grains are the major source of alpha-linoleic acid, or omega-6 fatty acids. And then there's the second essential. Remember, essential, you got to have it. You're dead without it. There's a second essential fat. It's called alpha-linolenic acid. That one is a little hard to find. It's an omega-3 fatty acid. Omega-6 and omega-3 just have to do with the chemical structure. It has to do with where the double bond is inserted. Don't want to get too technical there. It's just about the chemical structure. There's lots of omega-6s and lots of omega-3s. They're not all essential. But there are two. There's one omega-6 and there's one omega-3 that are essential. Alpha-linolenic, alpha-linolenic. Alpha-linolenic is harder to find. Flaxseed is a good source. Chia seed, hemp seed, these are good sources. Seeds in general are good sources of these essential fatty acids. In fish, you'll find two very important omega-3 fatty acids, but they're not essential. DHA and EPA. They're very important, though, and they can be very helpful for skin issues, for psoriasis, for eczema, for heart issues, cardiovascular disease, for high blood pressure, for the brain. DHA and EPA, fish have a reputation for being brain food, largely for this reason. So they're not essential. You can live without them. The body actually will convert alpha-linolenic acid, essential fatty acid, omega-3, into DHA and EPA. But not everybody can do that effectively. If their metabolism is messed up, if they're hypothyroid, if there's something wrong with how your body is processing chemistry, which is pretty much includes most of us, I'd say, or a lot of us anyway, you're not going to make DHA and EPA. So it's a good idea to supplement with fish oil. Cod liver oil. I like Nordic Naturals. I like Carlson's. And it's a good idea to eat fish. Unfortunately, if you're eating farmed fish, you're probably not going to get a lot of DHA and EPA because farmed fish are fed grains. They're fed soy. They're fed corn. They're fed wheat. Not only are these not omega-3 rich, not only you're not going to get omega-3s from these things, but they're actually omega-6 rich. Ordinarily, fish are eating algae and plankton, which contain these omega-3 fats, and so the fish have these omega-3s. But farmed fish don't really get algae and plankton. They get soy. Fish aren't supposed to eat soy. They're not supposed to eat wheat. That fish also get canola oil. These are not on a healthy fish's menu. They're on a farmed fish's menu. And this means your farmed fish are not going to have the same kind of nutritional value, the same kind of fatty nutritional value. And then fish are fed extra fats and extra oil because they want to make them grow fat. They're fed extra carbs. They want to make them grow fat. They're fed antibiotics. They want to make them grow fat. And also, when the fats that these fish are fed tends to be omega-6 rich fat and oil, and we don't know whether it's oxidized fats. Remember, these oils oxidize. They could be very well being fed rancid fats. And that means you're not going to get the same kind, not only are you not going to get the same kind of fats, but you're going to get the wrong kinds of fats and bad fats. And we don't know if the vitamin E is going to be present either, because the vitamin E content depends on good fats. All in all, we don't know how healthy these farmed fish are, and we don't know how healthy we'll be when we eat those farmed fish. Sometimes fish feeds are created in a laboratory based on scientific recommendations, which is kind of like how they create infant formulas based on scientific recommendations. So they know that you need a certain amount of vitamin E, a certain amount of vitamin A, but you don't know about the micronutrients or the trace nutrients that are in algae and in plankton. So they can't really scientifically create foods that have all of the stuff that you need or all the stuff a fish needs in order to be healthy. We know, for example, that salmon need to have 50% protein in their diets, but we don't know the exact amino acid profile that salmon are supposed to have. We know they're supposed to have 35% fats. And while we can fabricate feeds that contain approximate proportions, they can approximate the correct proportions, now, as we know now with infant formulas, which contain the basic nutrients that a baby needs, but are missing numerous trace biochemicals that these infants need to grow, we can't duplicate what's in nature. We can't duplicate the exact nutritional profile that's in algae, or that's in plankton, or that's in seaweed. There's no way to do that. Or insects, for that matter. All in all, fish are a problem, and they shouldn't be. And it's unfortunate because fish should be an ideal food for human beings to consume, but they're not. But it's not. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got lines open, and hang on if you're on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. Dr. Stacy Dicker will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little psychology and astrology, specifically around relationships for Valentine's Day. Her book is Psychstrology, and that'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here just momentarily, so hang on. I just want to read this one article that I read this morning in the journal Nutrition. I thought it was kind of interesting. Branched chain amino acids protect the liver from cirrhotic injury. Branched chain amino acids are super underappreciated anti-aging nutrients. There's three major branched chain amino acids, valine, leucine, and isoleucine. And these three branched chain amino acids are well known by bodybuilders. They're used to build muscle and to speed recovery after weightlifting. I first learned about them when I was lifting weights back in the 1980s. And we used to take branched chain amino acids after we worked out. But it turns out branched chain amino acids have recovery supporting benefits that transcend just athletic performance. They're also important for healing the skin after plastic surgery, healing the heart after cardiac surgery, heart surgery, and for helping heal the liver if you're dealing with cirrhosis. Cirrhotic injuries are also fatty liver disease. Branched chain amino acids are found in high protein foods, and they're especially found in whey protein. That's one of whey protein's got a lot of benefits. Just whey protein is super packed with nutrition, and along with eggs. Whey protein and eggs are probably the two most nutritionally packed foods that a human being can eat. Maybe you could throw fish and fish into the mix, but as we've been speaking, fish does have some problems associated with it. You'll find branched chain amino acids in the only whey protein shake from Youngevity. If you're using Youngevity products, you'll find branched chain amino acids in all whey protein products. And you'll also find them in in eggs. Eggs are also a really good source of branched chain amino acids, and eggs are also a great source of all kinds of nutrition, including hyaluronic acid. And the hyaluronic acid, by the way, is located mostly in the eggshell membrane. So don't throw that membrane out. If you're eating hard-boiled eggs, eat the membrane. If you're cracking an egg, you may not get the membrane because it kind of sticks to the outside part of the shell. But if you're eating hard-boiled eggs, make sure you eat that membrane. That's a really good source of connective tissue building hyaluronic acid and collagen as well. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to Rob. I'm glad you called back, Rob. Love talking to you, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Good morning
to
you.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good. Thank you.
Okay, I started a lead-in yesterday about being a carbaholic.
Yes.
I'd like to have the good doctors advocate on my respect for that. Being a carbaholic is a real thing nowadays.
Yes, it
sugar,
is.
The excess carbohydrates, yep. You know, grains especially.
Yep.
Let me give you a little background on me. I'm a student of nature. I have been in the field of organic growing and organic service industry since 1979.
Okay.
I am a firm believer, and the basis of my beliefs right now is that we are students of nature, not
science. We should be students of nature.
That's right. We are students of nature, not science. Yeah. And science is heading the wrong way, especially with the drugs nowadays and the antibiotics. I have a lot to say about antibiotics as well, too. And let's say the truth there. Antibiotics are only pesticides that are registered for human and animal use. So, and they upset the balance of us, and nature strives to, you know, provide balance in all creatures within the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, antibiotics mess things up in a big way. And it's interesting because obviously, you know, there's bacterial infections that happen. And back in the day, before pre-antibiotics, there was horrible things that would happen to children. Or if you had an injury or wound, you could have your leg amputated very simply, very easily by having a cut in your leg or a burn. So, you know, antibiotics have really made a huge, huge difference in advancing human civilization beneficially. But there's a dark side. There's always a dark side to drugs. And it's, you know, you got to really be careful. The overuse of antibiotics, in my opinion, is one of the great tragedies of medicine. The overuse of antibiotics. I think there's a place for them, but you just got to do it carefully. And by the way, antibiotics originally, you know, now there's synthetic antibiotics, but originally they came right from nature, right from molds and funguses. That's where antibiotics were discovered, and that's where many antibiotics come from. And even the synthetic ones are kind of derivatives of things that are found in nature. So in a way, even antibiotics, and actually that's true about a lot of drugs, you know, a lot of drugs are either analogs of or directly derived from nature. So you can't, any way you look at it, you know, even science comes from nature. Any way you look at it, we are products of nature, and the things that we develop come directly from nature. Your point's well taken, though. We need to be honoring nature a little bit more. I was just reading about an invention yesterday, robotics involving squid. A robotic squid was developed that could move like a squid, and they're trying to use this technology for submarines. And that's kind of a way of the future, is to use nature as a source for technological inventions. It's called biomimicry, is what they call it. Mimicking biology and mimicking nature. Hey, I want to get to one more call, Rob. I appreciate you reaching out, and I love talking to you. So call back often, more and often. Thank you so much, buddy. And Carl the Truth Raider, I want to get to you because I always leave you last, but I want to give you a couple minutes here, buddy. What's going on?
Saving the best for last, Ben.
Yes, the best for last, absolutely.
I want to order a little bit of this and a little bit of that from your store.
Which one?
From Ben's Truth Treatment System. Do you have any more of the collagen recovery complex?
Now, Truth Treatment Systems is different from PharmacistBen.com. Truth Treatment Systems is my skincare stuff. Collagen Recovery Complex is my collagen supplement, and it is awesome for nails, for hair, for wound healing, for skin health, for cardiovascular health. It's micronutrients that support the building of collagen, in addition to some collagen peptides and hyaluronic acid. Yes, you can find it at truthtreatments.com, and we do have plenty left, although as soon as I get it in, it goes out, but we just got a big shipment in. So I formulated it 4 or 5 years ago, but I have a manufacturer that makes it for me. And that's available at truthtreatments.com. PharmacistBen.com has some other nutritional supplements and various products that I like, that I didn't necessarily formulate, but I like, and I find they're hard to find, so I want to provide them. That's PharmacistBen.com. It's a little different from TruthTreatments.com. Does that help?
Yeah, CM Cream. You were talking about the benefits.
Yeah.
CM Cream.
Yeah, that you'll find at BrightsideBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. CM Cream is a longevity product. It's acetyl myristoliate. And it's one of these fats, and we talked about fats a few months ago. There are dietary fats that are found in foods that have wonderful anti-inflammatory properties, and one of them is called acetyl myristoliate. It's found in foods in very small quantities. It's found in fatty foods, but it's found in large concentrations as a supplement or as a cream. And it's got really neat anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving properties, both applied topically and taken orally. And if you're dealing with joint problems or arthritis, and you were talking about your foot, and I suspect there's microinflammation there, it could be helpful for that. Carl, I'm out of time, buddy. Call back tomorrow if you like. Thanks, bro. Dr. Stacy Dicker will be with us in our next segment. We're going to talk about our book, Psychstrology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second impeachment of President Trump will move forward.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44, and pursuant to S. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen seen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. The United Arab Emirates Hope Probe successfully made it into orbit around Mars Tuesday, enlisting the Arab nation into an elite class of spacefaring nations. With Hope, the UAE is now the fifth nation to operate an orbiter around Mars. USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
By a vote of 56-44, the Senate concluded it is constitutional to impeach President Trump. Impeachment manager Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
Members of Congress, in the House anyway, were removing their congressional pins so they wouldn't be identified by the mob as they tried to escape the violence. Our new chaplain got up and said a prayer for us, and we were told to put our gas masks on. And then there was a sound I will never forget. The sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. The most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump lawyer David Schoen.
It is an honor to appear in this historic hall of democracy, yet today that honor is tempered by an overriding feeling of grave concern. Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain. My overriding emotion is, frankly, wanting to cry for what I believe these proceedings will do to our great, so long-enduring, sacred Constitution and to the American people on both sides of the great divide that now characterizes our nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up with a search engine. We've got 10-plus years of archived information, all good health information via search engine. If you miss a program or want to review a program, just punch a topic into the search engine. You'll get all kinds of programs where we've talked about that particular subject. You can also find a search engine at brightsidebend.com and archived information. And you can find the longevity products at brightsidebend.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And if you're interested in pharmacy potent skin health products, check out truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our true skin health products, all designed for healing the skin. Healing equals beauty. Thus our 1,500-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com. TruthReviewed with a D, TruthReviewed.com for our reviews, and Truth Treatments with an S, TruthTreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm really looking forward to speaking to our guest today. She is a psychotherapist who specializes in astrology. Her book is Psychstrology, and she offers insights in that combine psychology and astrology for couples and relationships. We'll talk to Stacy Dicker about Valentine's Day and her book, Psychstrology: Apply the Wisdom of the Cosmos to Gain Balance and Improve Your Relationships. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Stacy Dicker. Hey, Doc. What's
Hi,
up, Dr. Dicker? Nice to talk to you.
Okay, first thing, can we please not call me Dr. Dicker?
But you are, oh, okay.
You can call me Stacy.
I'll call you Stacy, but you are a doctor, you're a psychotherapist. I think that's important. I think that's important because astrology has this kind of, this aura, no pun intended, of being woo-woo,
right.
You know, of not being real, of not being real science, but it's as scientific as it gets.
Right? I mean, it was the first data system. It was the first attempt at managing a whole bunch of data. So it actually, you're exactly right. It is based in science.
Yeah. Do you find yourself confronting that sometimes, people who are skeptical about the scientific nature?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. How do you...
That's why I think I was drawn to write this book, honestly. I think that there's such a misconception about it, like you're saying. I mean, it's not taken in context as being ancient wisdom with a base in science, but I'm not trying to say it's been studied the way that you know it may be, but it's not woo-woo. It's actually been around for thousands of years because there is a lot of wisdom inherent.
Do you think it gets marginalized by the medical model itself, by orthodox medicine, intentionally?
I wouldn't necessarily have thrown in the word intentionally, but I wouldn't deny that either. I mean, I think that's the problem. You and I are similar in this respect, that we both are in a field that has a lot of constraints, and there is a lot that doesn't get appreciated or even seen when you're operating within such constraints. And I definitely feel like it gets excluded from the conversation without a doubt. Anything related to psychology.
Yeah. And if you don't recognize the power of the stars over things like relationships or over things like you, it has to be a certain way, but there's a predisposition, maybe, would say, a predisposition to being a certain way based on astrological causes.
Absolutely. It's the way I think of it is, if you think of nature and nurture working together, which is how basically everything in mental health works, is that there's some component of a nature or a predisposition that you either approach biologically or temperamentally, and then there is the environment in which someone's brought up that has a lot to do in terms of interacting with that nature. It has a lot to do with who we become. And I see astrology as a very useful way to understand someone's basic nature, and that helps you understand how they're going to be experiencing life and you, and it helps make things make more sense.
Now, when you say astrology, you mean more than just like what people think of as the sun sign, like what's your sign, so to speak. There's a lot more depth to astrology. Can you talk about that a little bit?
There is. Yeah, it's a fine line because there's so much depth that I think that is what turns a lot of people off to learning more about it. There are so many components to it that people just get overwhelmed by it. I've heard a lot of people say that over time, but it's not that they don't believe in it. It's that they don't know enough about it and they've been too overwhelmed by the complexity of it to really find out that much. So I'm trying to ride this fine line between appreciating just what you said, that there's much more to it than just your sun sign, but also not getting so... I think of it as the sun, moon, and rising are the three most important things. If you're only going to know three pieces of data, that those are the three best ones to know about yourself, and they alone will yield tons of information besides going into the planets and houses.
So tell us what that... I wish we could go into the planets and houses, because I find the planets incredibly fascinating. The archetypes of the planets are just it's so beautiful to me. And I've been doing... I'm an amateur astrologer. I've been studying it for many years, but just in an amateur kind of way, not like you as a professional. But so tell us a little bit about just those three aspects, the sun, the moon, and the rising.
Okay. So I'm going to start with the moon, actually, because that's the first part of us that comes to be. So when we're first born, we are this kind of ball of our moon sign in terms of how we experience the things that are all the stimuli that's coming in and our emotional state as we're responding to all that stimuli. So our moon sign is kind of a basic underlying core aspect to us that is always in the background as we're developing. So as we're getting older and coming to have a sense of identity and self more, which usually happens like school aged, like around the young school years, that a kid will start interacting with other kids and get to sort of see aspects of themselves through the mirror of those interactions. That's more when that sense of identity or sun sign starts to develop and become clearer. But I always think of it like it's like a filter that the moon glows behind and influences how our sun identity experience will unfold.
Would it be fair to say that the moon is the background to the sun's foreground?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to say it. And I think there are a lot of situations that bring the moon into the foreground as well. I think in normal everyday life, the way you just said it is perfect. And I think there are times when we're really, one of the times that it happens is when we're really regressed, because since it's the first thing to develop, when we are in a state of being really anxious or kind of
if you're stressed out somehow,
limits,
if you're like freaked out somehow, you'll be more moon-like.
Exactly. Also in close relationships, since it governs the emotions in our closest relationships, so people we live with, you'll see more moon traits there as well.
I love it. All right, so I wish we had more time, but we got to take a break. So when we come back real quickly, we talk about the rising sun, and I want to get into your book, Psychastrology, okay?
Sounds good.
Dr. Stacey Dicker is with us. Her book is Psychastrology. More with Dr. Dicker on The Bright Side right after this.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Stacy Dicker. Her book is Psychstrology, website Psychstrology, P-S-Y-C-H-S-T-R-O-L-O-G-Y, Psychstrology.com. So, Dr. Dicker, before we went to break, you were talking about these three basic distinctions, the sun, the moon, the rising sign. So the moon is the background, sun's the foreground. What exactly is the rising sign?
So the rising sign is known to be something that corresponds with the role we play in our family. So it comes into existence, or we sort of see it in ourselves a little later. It also corresponds with what Jung called the persona. So it's a way that we show up on first meeting. That's this kind of, it's the first way we meet the world.
I see.
How I heard it described.
And how does that differ from the sun sign?
So the sun sign, once you know someone better, their sun sign is how they come across in a really kind of obvious way, because it rules their identity and how they show up in the world. So the rising is more like that first layer of when you meet someone. It's kind of the thing they meet the world with, but pretty soon after they are feeling some degree of comfort and familiarity, you're going to start to see much more of the sun.
Got it. Okay, so how do you use this in therapy? If somebody comes to you, say somebody's got an addiction or they're depressed. Let's say depressed. Mm-hmm. How would you use their astrology in a psychotherapeutic setting?
Well, I mean, it tends to come up really organically, the same way it does in any other human relationship I have, which is what, I'm trying to get to know the person sitting in front of me first and sort of like be in the room with them first, but then I'm using their astrology to help me understand what I'm seeing a little better, because there are a lot of things that show up similarly, but they're being motivated and driven by different factors. And so if someone's depressed and I know that they have, let's say their sun is in Capricorn like mine, my guess is that there's going to be a lot of anger, some bitterness, difficulty letting go of pain and trauma that's happened, as opposed to if someone is, say, your sun sign Pisces showing up with depression, my guess is there's going to be, I mean, this is not to say that there aren't components of all these things and so much more in each person, but I'm going to think of there being kind of more of a meaning-based element to that, like a lack of a feeling of meaning in life, or spiritual connection, because that's very, very important to Pisces in a way that for your typical Capricorn, that's not necessarily at the forefront of what they're doing here.
So it helps guide your protocols, like your therapy, the therapeutic modalities, the direction your therapy takes.
I would say the modality is probably really similar throughout, because I think all the while I'm trying to understand someone's experience and understand how they are feeling stuck and not developing ideally. So I think that all looks the same, but it's more in, as I'm trying, I feel like my job as a therapist is to try and help people interpret their own symbols better, their own dreams better, their own deep things that rise up in you know, at night sometimes or early in the morning, things that are barely articulable but that are trying to communicate things to them, aspects of self that are trying to communicate to them. And I see my job as trying to help kind of pull those out and make them clearer and understand them first so that I can help my clients understand those things better and help heal them ultimately.
So that reminds me of something in your book. So I want to talk a little bit about astrology. You talk about the need for feeling seen, for being seen. And how does that relate to astrology, and how does that relate to the therapy that you're doing?
So I have always thought of astrology as like the best mirror we've got, because it shows us these parts of us that we wouldn't even necessarily be able to see if we weren't understanding that, because it's very nuanced, as you know astrology, that there's a lot that it means to have your moon in Taurus in the third house. If you are looking at that and understanding what that means, you're going to be much more likely to find evidence of that. And so you, not in a way of like confirming things that aren't there, but basically being able to have words for things that are. And so I feel like astrology provides this really awesome mirror to help it. Like, you can see behind you. You can see, you know, Liz Green, who's a famous astrologer and Jungian analyst, talks about Saturn being showing your shadow in the birth chart. And
very
so you
fascinating.
Can see, you can literally see your shadow. I mean, that's, what kind of mirror can allow you to do that?
Yeah. I love the whole concept of Saturn. I find to be the most fascinating. I mean, everything's fascinating, but I find, I always want to know where somebody's Saturn is. That's the first thing I ask, if they know astrology, because especially if I'm going to be in a relationship with them, some kind of relationship.
Right.
So how does attachment fit into all of this, and attachment disorders?
Well, so attachment, well, first of all, I think very few people would rise to the level of what we would call an attachment disorder. I mean, that's pretty serious trauma. But we all have attachment-related issues to greater or lesser degrees. And for me personally, I find attachment to be the most useful lens to understand how someone's family relationships have impacted them in ways that become, like, fixed over time. So that's, to me, the attachment. If astrology provides a view into the nature, as I was saying before, I think the attachment stuff provides a lens into the nurture. So it helps you know how someone's early relationships are bound to have affected how they are in current relationships. I mean, it's complex. There's a lot to attachment, but it's through that lens that I think it's really useful to understand our early family relationships and how it impacts it on.
How much of our world, our world situation, the crises and chaos that is in the world today, is related to attachment problems or attachment trauma?
Oh, my God. Ben.
Everything.
Absolutely. I mean, all of our unhealed stuff gets so brought to the surface when someone so unhealed is...
Yeah. Even marketing and sales and capitalism and our economic structure is based on psychological attachment issues, don't you think?
Totally, absolutely. How we relate to money is such a psychological experience.
How about health? Yep. How about health and disease?
Good question. So every, you know this probably already, being you, that everything in and astrology also rules, like the planets and the signs rule particular aspects of the body. So there's all of that stuff where, you know, different, I actually don't have that stuff memorized, but different signs. It goes from the feet, Pisces rule the feet. I know that.
Yeah.
It goes up the line. So, so there's that whole thing where there's actual, you know, in astrology, there is look at how it connects to the health of the physical body and which components are going to be kind of the most highlighted with a given astrological chart. But also I think it really speaks to, you know, psychology is mind and body are so intertwined. So, the ways in which we're living end up playing such a huge role in how our physical health unfolds. And so I think I'm kind of broadening it, but it's because I see it that way, that I think so many of the health things that we're struggling with are really rooted in ways that we're relating to ourselves that are not ideal. So then we're back to the questions of how we get unstuck.
All right, so we got about 60 seconds here. Valentine's Day is coming up. Everybody's looking for love. You know, that seems to be like the primal driving force. How can people use astrology to find love or to improve relationships, love relationships?
Well, it's about seeing that other person more clearly. Everybody loves to feel seen. The best gifts are the ones that make us feel the most seen. The best, you know, questions are the ones that make us feel the most seen. So if there's someone you're interested in, the more you can learn about their chart, the more you can better understand what kinds of things are going to speak to them most and help them feel the most seen.
Do you think that's why we like astrology so much? Is it helps us feel seen, like when you read your sun sign, go, that's me.
Oh, totally.
Right.
Absolutely. I think that's exactly what it boils down to. That's how I started getting into it in the first place as a kid.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, Dr. Dicker, or Stacey.
Of course.
The book is Psychstrology. Good luck with the book, and the website is psychstrology.com. Do you see people or work with people over the Internet?
Well, I have my same clients that I've had for a long time that I've already met in person that I'm seeing over the Internet. But I like everybody, was planning to do a bunch of stuff before COVID. So it will all be in the works eventually, and I will be seeing people again that I don't already know.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, Dr. Dicker.
Thank
best of luck
you,
to you.
Ben.
Happy Valentine's
Thank
Day.
Thank you. You
all
too.
Right. Dr. Stacey Dicker, her book is Psychstrology, website psychstrology.com. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.